Ha ha, you weren't expecting that. Welcome to the 120th Young'uns Podcast. We haven't got time for the previously on the Young'uns Podcast and the introductory, all that jazz that we usually do, because when I looked at the Young'uns Podcast schedule of events for this week, I realised that I had essentially two podcasts worth of material. So what I've done is I have hacked away at this week's Young'uns Podcast. It is now in half, but don't worry. It's like a worm. The Young'uns Podcast is like a worm, and it just, one half wriggles into next week, the other half wriggles into this week. there we are. When I was saying the analogy there, when I said like a worm, and I was coming up with the first bit of the analogy, I was going, my God, I'm a genius. And the second bit, I just kind of, I let slip. I got a bit too confident there. Anyway, we haven't got time for all this. It's a packed Young'uns Podcast this week. It's quite a collaborative Young'uns Podcast, I suppose, because we have two collaborative songs between the Young'uns and the Wilsons. So a Teesside-based collaboration. The Teesside family, the Wilson family, folk mainstays, massive influences on us. And as well as that, of course, this week is our collaboration between myself and the Minneapolis John Ball team, as I reveal the John Ball recruitment song. It's also the first Juicer Minute with the healthy hut person that is Sam Pert, and we got some clips taken from a Meet the Young'uns event at Bristol Festival. All that and more coming up on this, the 120th Young'uns Podcast. We start with a song between the Wilsons and the Young'uns from last weekend's performance at the Welly in Wolverston, which is where the Wilsons have their folk club. This is the Wilsons and the Young'uns singing Young Banker.
And signs walk down one morning fair to new green fields and to take fresh air. I saw a young banker standing there. And his true love was a lady fair. Young banker, he had such a handsome face. All around his hat he wore a band of ladies. I such a handsome head of hair. My young banker, I will go there.
He said, my fair maiden, will you go one take her with a chain of gold around your neck?
Whatever you do, I will prove true, but the answer that she gave was, I'll have none of you. The young banker, he had such a handsome face, and all around his hat he wore a band of ladies. I such a handsome head of hair. For my young banker, I will go there.
The young banker turned around for to go.
But she called after him, for they bid him stay. Oh, stay, oh, stay, I will prove true, but the answer that she gave was, I'll have none of you. A young banker, he had such a handsome face, and all around his hat he wore a band of ladies. I'm such a handsome head of hair, for my young banker, I will go there.
She thought she had some for a man, say, hug up your clothes and go away.
It pierced her to the very heart to think that young banker and her should part. A young banker, he had such a handsome face, and all around his hat he wore a band of ladies. I such a handsome head of hair, but my young banker, I will go there.
Oh, come on, you pretty fair maid, senses of loss.
Since the day in love you have been cross, that you may lament and you may say forever the day that you said nay. Young banker, he had such a handsome face, all around his hat he wore a band of ladies. I'm such a handsome head of hair, for my young banker I will go there. Young banker, he had such a handsome face, all around his hat he wore a band.
The Wilsons and the Young'uns singing Young Banker with quite a lot of me in there. I mean, I did, the recorder was, I suppose, a little bit nearer to me, but my goodness, you can certainly hear me there. So if anyone's, you know, someone's studying my parts there. I wish you wouldn't study my parts. It is quite disconcerting when you're doing a gig and you can see people studying your parts. Unbelievable. Well, for anyone studying harmony parts, you might be interested in this next little bit as we talk about harmony and our influences and in Meet the Young'uns event that took place this year at Bristol Folk Festival.
Well, the thing is, I think when we first started, we looked, you know, you kind of model what's going on around you. And so we thought, okay, what are folk singers doing? Because we were given our first gig and we thought, so we sort of emulated sort of the mannerisms and that kind of thing. And so we kind of adopted the Wilsons, the double Wilson poles and that kind of thing. And as well as that, and sort of started our songs by going, two, three, and all that.
Mike Wilson's got this skill, hasn't he? It's all in the groin. And it's all,
you know, new album for the Wilsons. So we kind of, we sort of modelled all of this. Goodness knows, it was like a parody of folk music. And then we thought, well, what do the Wilsons do? We thought, well, the first thing they do is drink a lot. So we thought, brilliant. So the success, the secret to success in folk music is to drink a lot.
Yeah, so that's
the first rule. So we drank a lot. 2 pints on stage at a time. The second rule, we thought, what else do they do? They shout a lot, don't they? Sing really loudly. So we thought, brilliant. So all we got to do is drink and shout loudly. Well, it was kind of like akin to the performance of like some sort of drunken town criers trying to do something. Very odd.
Anybody else have a question?
Yes. How do you decide your harmonies? Obviously, you're changing voices. I think you do change your voices, taking the low part.
He's the low and I'm the...
Generally speaking, but we do change.
I think it was quite this interesting thing, really, because I suppose the harmonies that we do now for all the songs, and we choose a song that we're going to do, but it all just kind of happens...
It's quite organic, isn't it?
Organic. Rather than simply kind of having it written down and scripted parts and you're going to sing these notes, it doesn't really work like that. I think you just...
Sean does the melody, normally. Me and Michael sort of just work our way around that normally.
I think because we sing so much, it's something that develops, and we sing all the time, you know, we sing in the car, we sing in the loo, we sing...
But weirdly, we don't ever rehearse, really, or very rarely do we rehearse.
Can I just say, you know, Sean says we do sing wherever, in the toilet, the shower. These two lovely ladies are staying with us in the same B&B, so they know exactly what's going on. Morning, being walking up to David Eagle in the shower.
She's probably, this is nowhere near as good as it was in the toilet. Finest moment. They could just harness that. I think that's what we do basically. We never rehearse, do we? I mean, we really rarely rehearse, but at the same time, we do a lot of singing. I suppose because we're doing more gigs, we just kind of get to know what we do. I mean, harmony singing in that way is really easy as long as you know the words. And even then, to be honest, as he discovered yesterday, if you can't remember the words, the shanties, you just sort of make it up, don't you, Michael? As long as there's a ship in there and the sea, you're absolutely fine.
I think because singing's our, you know, it's kind of becoming our profession. But it's also our favourite thing, and we just if we have a night off and we're in a pub, we'll be singing.
It's very true that, you know, even when we could be out for a meal.
Oh God, do you remember when our agent, when we first first meeting we had with the new agent that we got recently, about nine months ago, I think he was a bit taken aback. We'd signed the contract by this point, so it was too late to go back. it was in this Indian restaurant.
It was Warrington, wasn't it? And it was this Indian restaurant. And it was like built in this like converted 1960s concrete car park. It was freezing cold. All the waiters were in fleeces and scarves. And there was no one in there. I hadn't had a customer in 4 years. We came through the door and it smelled damp, didn't it? It was horrible.
It was really nice.
But within 10 minutes of meeting Phil, our agent, we were on this old knackered piano when we were the waiters.
The waiters were all there. They must have loved it. They were begging us to say we had to go to a gig. And one of the waiters said to me, "What are they offering?" We said, "What? It's a moment's money, because we'll pay you to stay here."
Sam Pertz and Gary Hammond from the Hut People attest. And it's to Sam we go right now for the first Juice a Minute. Sam is a healthy Hut person. He juices a lot. Let's cross to Sam Pert, the healthy hut person. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. Now, we should establish the salient point before we start, otherwise this could be quite embarrassing. Do you know who I am, Sam?
I do, yes.
I should explain to listeners that that's quite shocked, really, because we've had quite a few text conversations to-ing and fro-ing over the period. I mean, I don't want to burst the myth that the listeners might have that we kind of talk about, you know, text each other on a daily basis about politics and just, you know, did you see that soap last night and that kind of thing. But we have texted quite a little bit over the course. And obviously, when you've got something like an iPhone, for instance, I don't know what phone you've got, but it kind of all puts it together in one conversation, so I can see what you said, yeah. when you said. So I was a bit confused, Sam, when after the fact that we'd spoken about 2 or 3 days ago and we'd spoken and I can see your name next to my message, I just type a little message into the box next to that conversation that we've been having, and I said, are we up for Friday morning? We couldn't do it at Beverly because I was late, we had to leave early for the festival, and I thought that would be enough to go on. But then you texted me back about half an hour later saying, sorry, who are you? I was like, what?
See, that I hadn't saved your name into the memory of my phone because I'm not of the iPhone generation, I'm afraid.
Right, right.
So your name wasn't in the memory of my phone, so I didn't know who it was.
Sam, but how did you know then? Because we've spoken before and you've texted me on your own volition. So there, how do you know how to do that?
Like you... I just used the number in the memory.
Right, okay. So what, I mean, I'm a bit sort of, I don't know whether to be offended by this. I mean, what do I have to do in order to be saved as a contact in your phone?
Well, you're saved as a contact now.
Oh, yeah. Am I? After all that? So I was wondering, I thought maybe I've got to do like a Q&A thing, pass some sort of obstacle course or something like that. My goodness. Well, it's a pleasure to be part of the elite, Sam, I feel.
No, everyone's welcome to be in the phone memory of my thing, but you know, it's not an iPhone, that's all. So you just have to do it manually.
Right.
But it wasn't meant as an insult at all. It was just, you know, I didn't know who it was.
That's okay, Sam. That's absolutely fine. We shall... Because it's quite interesting that you should say that your phone doesn't obviously store it in its memory and stuff. Because my phone, not only does it have your information, but it also has... It links it to, like, your Facebook and Twitter and that kind of thing. And so it's really strange because it actually has given you your job... description, your job title. You are described as a hutter. Is hutter? Because so is that like?
That'll be on Facebook. I'll
yeah.
Type that in
so it's automatically. Yeah. It's automatically put that in. So is that like the name for just for you, or is that a name for also the fans of the hut people as well? Are they officially?
It's
hutters?
A name for the fans of the hut people generally.
Right. We don't have a name.
If you come and follow the hut people. You're a hutter.
Right, yeah. We don't have a name for our fans. I think we'll have to come up with one. So if the young'uns,
they could be a young'un, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could be a young'un, I suppose. I mean, you did have an album, I Feel Like a Young'un, which is kind of I don't know. I think we could do that, or we could as if like by listening to our folk music, they're automatically drinking from the Fountain of Youth, which is a great a link, of course. Talking of the Fountain of Youth and drinking, to talking about Jukes.
Definitely.
That's right,
definitely.
My friend. I'm a professional. Listen to that, BBC. Oh, I'm on top form today. One of the reasons for that is because I've had a juice. Carrot, spinach, bit of ginger. Celery, cucumber, broccoli. My goodness, the whole works is in there. Although I shouldn't have had it 20 minutes before going on doing the podcast, because I've needed the toilet throughout this podcast. It does flush the system out, so you might hear some odd noises and I might suddenly start sounding quite uncomfortable during the course of this
interview. Cucumber in there. Especially have some cucumber in there.
Is it the cucumber that's doing that? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, these are the kind of points that you will be receiving. Now, are you prepared mentally and physically there for the first?
I am, yeah.
Just a minute. Well, this is... I just want to know sort of what goes on there in your head here. Have you done some sort of preparation in terms of writing stuff down, or is this all just from the top of your head, Sam?
I've got actually a recipe in front of me. One of my favourite recipes, one of my good recipes.
To share with
everybody. It's a good energy one for the festival season.
Perfect.
People need a lot of energy for the festival season, so this one will definitely keep them energised, you know, and very healthy.
Welcome to Juice a Minute with Sam Pert. Sam, take it away. Has it got a name for it or anything like that?
Yes, this juice is a fantastic juice. Today we have the Purple Pulse Juice.
Oh, I like it.
I know. The reason why it's called a Purple Pulse Juice is obviously one of the main key ingredients we have in it is beetroot.
Right.
Okay? And, is beetroot a pulse? Sorry?
Is beetroot a pulse?
It may well be. It's a root vegetable anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It may well be. It may well be. We didn't get Sam Pert, the juice expert, for juice to say it may well be. This is ridiculous.
So a little fact about the beetroot. Although beetroot is very, very good for you, believe it or not, the leaves of the beetroot contain something crazy like 50% more vitamins than the actual beetroot itself. So never chuck away the leaves from a beetroot. If you've got a fresh beetroot, juice the leaves as well.
Really?
They contain loads and loads and loads, even more vitamins than actually in the root itself.
Right.
Which also is really, really good for you. So
that's good.
That's what I'd say.
I don't want to drift off the point too much, but broccoli. Presumably both stalk and florets for broccoli.
Definitely, yeah. And juices can take the hard stalk, you see.
Yeah.
So the hard stalk is perfect for juicing. So any big green juice you're doing, definitely get some broccoli in there, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. So there we are. Yeah. It can take the hard stalk, my friends. Right. So
yeah, definitely. A juice can deal with that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas you see, me and you, Sam, we just can't. We can't take the hard stalk. We've often said that. We've had a conversation about that before. Let's get into the juice then, Sam.
Okay. Let me tell you what the juice is. You will need for this 2 medium carrots, 2 regular apples, 1 pear, half a beetroot, 2 centimetres of ginger, and 4 ice cubes.
Right,
so
okay.
It's really, really simple to
Sorry to interrupt again. The apples. Now, I've heard
apples,
that.
Yeah.
I've heard about the apples that Granny Smith's apparently are not very good for juicing. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. You're best using. I use Braeburn sometimes, but I just generally get hold of any you can. But yeah, watch Granny Smith because it can be a little bit tart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But equally, you can get your taste buds around them.
It yeah, exactly.
How much you want to pay for it and stuff like that.
Have you come across jazz apples before, Sam?
I have come across them once or twice. I've never juiced them before, though.
Right, okay. Well, I have juiced them, but I prefer not to juice them because they're so nice by themselves. But a cross between a Gala and a Braeburn. reason I know about this, I was doing a Tesco shop. I was doing an online shop, and I mentioned on Twitter, I said, what the heck are jazz apples? And within about 5 minutes, I got someone on Twitter called @JazzApples, who told me exactly what jazz apples are. And I thought, my God, who is this man? Is he a woman? Is it just someone who kind of is so enthusiastic about jazz apples that they just go through, type in jazz apples in the search facilities and just answer any kind of jazz apples related question? So I was a bit intrigued by that. But yeah, lovely apples.
I quite like pink ladies. Have you tried pink ladies before?
We're talking about apples, my friend. We're talking about apples. Let's stay on the subject, shall we, rather than moving on. There. Right, okay. Yeah, I've tried pink ladies. Very nice, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really simple to do. I would recommend putting one apple into the shoot and then put your ginger on top of that, put your pear on top of that, then put your beetroot on top of that, and then put the other apple to sandwich it all in, and then you'll have it made in a second. And then to get a really good flavour, you could either just at that point tip it into your glass and just drop an ice cube in it.
Right.
But it does give a really nice finish to the juice. If you've got a blender, to put the 4 ice cubes into your blender, tip the juice in, it'll be about a glass full there.
Yeah.
Tip it into your blender, give it a quick blend in the ice, and it'll be really cool and lovely and refreshing. And in terms of quantities, I say half a beetroot, but some people find the beetroot taste a bit earthy to begin with. So my advice is, because the more of it you can eat, the better, okay?
Mm.
If you're not so keen on the beetroot taste, start with like a segment of beetroot and then gradually up that to a quarter of beetroot and then to a third of beetroot and to a half of beetroot, you know, and because it is worth getting your taste buds around beetroot. And it will be sweetened up by your apples and your pear. It's quite a cleansing juice, this, you know. The beetroot is fantastic for your liver, a kidney cleanser. It helps cardiovascular stuff, removes fat and lowers your blood pressure. And then your pear, it's a very good cleanser, it's pear, actually. Really good for detoxing and stuff. Your apples also, as well, contain lots of pectin, calcium, iron, potassium, flavonoids, lots of stuff, and increases your bone density and your mental alertness, which is always useful, as well as lowering cholesterol and also can help in diabetes management and stuff like this. And ginger, there's so many things for ginger that it's just the list is endless by what it can help you with, you know. Just check it all out. By the time you drink that whole glass of everything, you're going to be filled with, ginger's full of the 12 types of antioxidants, essential oils, protein, calcium, phosphorus, iron, vitamin C, folic acid, and it goes on and on and on, okay?
Well,
so, as you say, lots and lots of things in a juice, a really good juice, and you'll find the beetroot will give you like, because it goes, helps your blood and everything like that, then it, you'll find it'll give you this like, just this extra sort of energy. So you're not just energetic, but you've got like really deep core energy going on. Good stuff.
Excellent. My goodness, that is massively comprehensive. Thank you very much, my friend. So there you are, the Purple Pulse Juice, ladies and gentlemen. And I think we'll obviously put that stick on the website and obviously live for now. And I'll say live for you. Live for you.
Live for you now.
Now at WordPress.com. Exactly. Liveforyounow.wordpress.com with the number 4 and a letter U is Sam's blog where you can read all about this. And I'm sure he's probably, you know, the influx of listeners going to that website now, Sam. Sam, thank you very much for the first.
Look after yourself.
Yeah, well, I will do, thanks to you. I'll try that juice as well. I'll get to the shops and try that juice. And we'll have our second Juice a Minute next week, my friends.
Look forward to it.
All right, Sam. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we are, the first ever Juice a Minute with Sam Peart. We'll be back with him next week. We'll tap into, we were talking about meditation the week before. I think we'll talk a little bit about that, actually, next week. And, of course, we'll have another juice. We're going to have to set up like a sort of sub-page for the Young'uns podcast with all of the clips from like interviews and sessions that people do for us, and also the Juice a Minute recipes as well. So I have to get that sorted out at some point. But I've been too busy this week. I've had a lot of stuff to do, and that includes creating a John Ball recruitment song, which we're going to get to very shortly. I'll explain, if you don't know what John Ball's all about and that kind of thing, I'll very briefly explain it. But if you're a new listener to the Young'uns podcast, I suggest that you just ride with the tide. You know, just enjoy it. Yes, you know that the sea is intimidating. Oh, here we go with another metaphor. The sea on the ocean is intimidating, isn't it? But at the same time, beautiful. And that's the same with the Young'uns podcast. It's a roaring ocean. Back to the welly with the Wilsons and the Young'uns, and Michael Hughes leads Country Life. But before we start this, I should explain that I was mocking Michael at the start for his southern accent. All the way through the song, he employs a southern accent. I have no idea why. You know, he speaks generally in kind of a northeast accent, but when he sings this song, he suddenly goes all southern. So, and I didn't worry about it. I thought, I know I'm recording this for the podcast, but I can afford to take the Michael out of Michael at the start, because it's obviously the idea of the song is that it goes round again. So for those people who don't know, we start with spring, we move on to talking about summer, then we go to autumn, then we go to winter, and then we go back to spring again. So it's a song about the four seasons. But Michael Hughes, he didn't repeat. He went spring, summer, autumn, winter, tidied up at the end, didn't go back to spring. And so unfortunately, I was left with the decision, do you have me shouting over Michael at the start and have the four seasons, or do we chop one of the seasons off and only have three seasons? Well, if there's any obsessive compulsive people in the audience, you know, listening to this and they're thinking, I can't have this only three seasons, I'll feel incomplete for the rest of the week. I decided that I would have to have me shouting over the top of Michael there, and we'll have all four seasons. So there you go. But I'd say he speaks in a southern accent, sings in a southern accent. There is one word that Michael sings in a northern accent, and see if you can hear, listen out for it, see if you can hear what it is, and then I'm going to talk about it a little bit later on. I've got a theory about why he sings that particular word in a northern accent, and he sings the rest in a southern accent. See what you think about that theory, ladies and gentlemen. But first, from the welly, the Wilsons and the Young'uns with Country Life.
Spring we sow at the harvest mow, mad is how the seasons around they go. Come on, half the time, the cheers I may, we'll go round here through the new mown hay. All I like to rise when the sun she rises, early in the morning. I like to hear the small birds sing.
The weather is hot, we sing and we dance and we drink a lot, and we spend all our time in sport and play,
and we're rambling through the new mown hay.
For I like to rise when the sun she rises, early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily the newborn hay.
But in autumn when the oak trees turn, we gather all the wood that's fit to burn. Then we cut and we chop and we stow away.
To ramble through the newborn hay. For I like to rise when the sun she rises.
When the skies turn grey, we edge and we ditch our time away. But in summer when the sun shines gay, we'll go rambling through the newborn hay.
For I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily. To ramble in the newborn hay. Oh, I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear the small birds singing merrily among the layland. And hurrah for the life of the country boy. And to ramble in the newborn hay.
From the Welly, the Wilsons and the Young'uns singing Country Life. And we got more Wilsons and the Young'uns collaborating next week, another couple of songs. But I want to talk about this theory that I have about Michael. So, he sings every single word in a southern accent. All the words that end with A, like way and day and may, he sings them all in a southern accent. So listen.
Spring we sow at the harvest mow.
And he also sings more. He sings mow and go and all that kind of thing. And as I say, we, say, may, day. So I'm having to just have a little listen. He says that all does all of that in a southern accent. So here we go. Play. He sings play. When he speaks in real life, he says play. Keep going.
And we chop and we stow away.
Way. He sings way there, right?
So when the skies turn grey.
Grey.
And we ditch our time away. But way. When the sun shines gay, we'll go round.
Hang on, what? The sun shines what, Michael?
But in summer when the sun shines gay, we'll
gay. Interesting. Why does he say the word gay in a northern accent, but sings everything else in a southern accent? All the other A's are A's. Way, day, play, mow, go. But then he says gear. I think you see what's happened here. There's two theories that I have. Either Michael Hughes, the southern version of Michael Hughes, is homophobic, but the northern version of Michael Hughes isn't homophobic. And so when he can't bring himself to say the word gay, so his southern part says, no, I'm not having this, but the northern part of Michael says, no, I'm fine with that. Gay, I'll say gay. I'll take that. Or, I think the more likely theory is, perhaps we should question Michael Hughes' sexuality. What other possible explanation could there be for Michael singing every other single word that ends with A, like A, and singing the word gay as in gay? Michael Hughes, I think you've been found out, my friend. That just corroborates there, that corroborates my theory that you're gay. I mean, when I saw you having sex with that man, I thought there's probably something going on, but no, but I wasn't sure. But now I've heard you say gay rather than gay in Country Life. Anyway, playjohnball.com, that's Play John Ball, not Play John Ball, is the website of the sport John Ball. We came across the sport John Ball when John Hilson, the co-creator of the game John Ball, got in touch with us after typing in John Ball into YouTube and expecting to see lots of clips of John Ball in action, the game John Ball being played, lots of videos. But as well as the videos of John Ball, he also saw the Young'uns performing the song that we sing, John Ball, Sing John Ball. So, he got in touch with us, and he said, I've got a sport called John Ball, you've got a song called John Ball, and we thought we've got to have a, there's got to be a connection in this, there's a story in this, let's get John on the phone. And we did, we got him on Skype, we had a chat with him. Since then, John has talked to us about the sport, given us commentary and interviews with the players of John Ball. And we said, where's the next logical step for this? And we decided that the next logical step was a John Ball recruitment anthem. which is what I've done. So this is because John Ball is basically an anarchic sport where you just hit each other with balls. And there's all sorts of crazy games. If you listen to the podcast last week, you'll be aware of that. If not, listen to last week's podcast and you'll hear all the sort of different playing styles that they have. But this week, we're going to celebrate John Ball and do a collaboration between myself and the John Ball Players with the John Ball recruitment song. And we're going to reveal this. John Hilson, the co-creator of the sport, is on Skype, ready and waiting to hear this anthem. From Minnesota, hello, John Hilson.
Hello.
Hello, John. How are you doing, sir?
David, I'm doing excellent. How have you been?
I've been brilliant, my friend, and I'm continuing to be slightly trepidatious, if that's a word, because, of course, today it's the reveal, John. And I imagine, I mean, what kind of adjectives would you like to use to describe your feelings at this moment in time?
I gotta say, I'm sweaty, I'm anxious, I'm like a kid on Christmas. That's how I feel right now.
I think we just need to get on with hearing the John Ball recruitment song. And firstly, I'm going to sort of make an apology. Well, you know, I emailed you on Thursday, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yep.
I emailed you and I said, the John Ball anthem is ready. And, how about Monday or Tuesday for us to have a chat? Now, at that point, John, the John Ball anthem hadn't even been started yet. I was having one of those weeks where I had so many different things to do. There's something, I don't know, it was like one of those procrastination weeks. And basically, I just caught myself sort of sitting there going, I'm not doing anything. I've got so many things to do and I'm not doing anything. And I was like, where do I start? So I thought, I need to get this John Ball anthem done. So if I email John and tell him it's done, that'll kind of spur me on doing it. So it kind of worked, but then other things came up and I had to do those. So then it got to Monday, and I thought we potentially meant to be talking on Monday, so what I'll do is I'll have to email him and say Tuesday. So I did that, and that was okay, so we're now talking now, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, I better start this. But I only finished about 30, 40 minutes ago. So
that's great.
I'll take you through my concept, I suppose, for it. Well, I wanted to take people through a kind of game, almost, John, as if they were playing John Ball, but like a journey through the game of John Ball musically. And I thought, but as well as that, I wanted to put some of your sort of commentaries and that kind of thing. What I thought I would do is, I thought I would sample some of the grunts and the sort of the sound of the ball. So I did that, but I've got to say, I'm almost feel like I'm hallucinating because I've got these, like, can you imagine? I started this at like 10 o'clock at night, and I eventually got bored of the, I just thought, I can't listen to this anymore, because I just listened to 4 hours of you grunting in my ear, which is more than, I don't know if anyone's had 4 hours of you grunting in their ear before, John. I'm not sure.
I was going to say, that's quite a special experience you've had.
There was quite a lot of grunting and obviously a lot of banging as well, so from the but that's the way we like it, ladies. But yeah, a lot of that kind of going on, and I tried to get to sleep, and all I could hear in my head was the sound of you going, like this kind of thing. It was very strange. The first sound you're going to hear, actually, is the sound of the ball. I've kind of sampled the sound of the ball, and it's kind of quite military almost. It's sort of a call to arms, I think, for people in John Ball. And the final thing I'll tell you about it is that I discovered that you were a piano instructor, so I thought we've got to have a little bit of a piano in there, John. So
yes,
there's a little bit of piano, and it's playing the John Ball theme tune. As well, so it's playing the John Ball song. So we'll see what you think. I tried to do it in 3.5 minutes. It's a 3.5 minute sort of pop song, recruitment song. Enough of the talking, John. So I'll let you hear it. This is it, the John Ball recruitment song. 3, 2, 1.
John Ball. John Ball. John Ball.
John Ball.
John Ball.
John Ball.
John Ball.
John Ball.
John Ball.
We have balls flying through the air. We have people swinging bats everywhere.
I am John Ball. I am John Ball. Tell it to them all. Tell it to them all. I am John Ball. I am John Ball.
busy scene.
Through the air, we have people swinging bats everywhere, hitting the ball into the other players' heads is highly encouraged.
All you really need is a couple of balls, a couple of bats, and some really good friends.
There's about 20 people playing, but by the end, there can only be one. Beautiful hit, sir. Flew a large rubber green ball right into his opponent's face. It was just majestic.
John ball.
Casey on Luke. Instant hit. Casey goes to the ground. Luke hits him right in the chest. And a double hit. Luke hits the next player. And a triple hit. Luke has now gone up 3 people in a row. 4 people in a row. He's on fire. Scoops it behind his head. Hits his opponent right in the face. And another hit. Luke has now gotten out 7 people in a row. It's incredible. The game is over. John ball. Jump ball.
And that's it.
That's
it. David, I've never been more entertained in my life.
Slightly egotistical, considering it's you doing most of the grunting there. He's never been so upset by his grunting.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm happy I took all those grunting workshops.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So there we are. So I'm thinking this hopefully will recruit people to John Ball. Now you've got yourself a tool to recruit people, John. That's the aim for that.
Yeah, and you know, if this doesn't recruit people to play John Ball, I mean, nothing will. This is it, David.
Now, if we could have some kind of, I don't know if you've got any video editors on board, but perhaps the next challenge, John, the next challenge is to have a video that relates to that. My goodness, who knows?
Yes, that's the next step.
It is the next step. Well, brilliant, John. I'm glad you like it. Feel free to spread that far and wide.
And I have to say, this song comes at the perfect time because in just a couple of weeks here, we have John Ball Nationals coming up.
Right.
So we'll spread this around the interwebs between them. But, you know, on Nationals, July 12th to the 14th, I mean, we're going to have a dance party. And this is going to be the song of the weekend.
I think that'll be brilliant. Yeah, and if you can, feel free to get some reaction, John. I mean, at the risk of the Youngins podcast turning into a John Ball podcast, we probably, maybe not every single week should, but right. I think definitely...
We need health boundaries here.
We need boundaries, yes. As it's the Nationals, I think we'll definitely have to have either a Skype conversation or some kind of recording or something, maybe some updates from the Nationals, which you can play throughout the podcast in the next couple of weeks or so. I think that'll be excellent.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Excellent, John. Well, I'll let you go, and we'll speak very shortly, my friends.
All right, speak soon, David.
All right, bye, John.
All right, keep well.
There we are, the reveal of the John Ball recruitment song. John is going to upload that to YouTube, and we'll put a link to that when he's done that, and hopefully at some point as well. You never know, there may even be a video where they do clips of the games and things like that. Even if they just did a few clips of the game on top of it, but if they could edit it, so imagine if it could do it where it was beat matched. What you're hearing in the song, you can actually see happening in the videos almost. So, like, you can hear when he goes, when he does that bit where they're sort of dramatic, oh, pa-chow, that kind of stuff. You can see the, yeah. I think I might be dreaming if that kind of thing is going to happen. Why don't we pay $1,000? Let's get a Kickstarter fund up and see if we can get like a professional animator to do an animation of John Ball. I'll just get in touch with my friends from Aardman. Obviously, We've done an Aardman animation before where we sang that song about pirates with Vic Reeves. I'll just get in touch with my friends at Aardman. They'll sort it out, doing animation for us for free, probably. So yes, yeah, so next week on the Young'uns podcast, the next half of the worm will wriggle into your life. He's back to that metaphor again, is he? With more collaborations between the Wilsons and the Young'uns, a little chat with Mike Wilson, a song from Sean Cooney and a group of school children about the suffragette movement, and who knows what other japes and scrapes and larks and capery will come our way on the podcast next week. Till then, from me, David Eagle, my fellow Young'uns, we've got one final clip to end with, so don't switch off yet. From me, David Eagle, and my fellow Young'uns, goodbye.
Can we do a miracle or are we just going to
shoot
it?
We have a little code that we use here, and since you're not getting
Sorry, I was missing what you're on. What are you talking to me?
Yeah, you didn't say about the miracle. Oh, right. Just letting that speak for itself.
I could mumble something about it if you want.
I just thought it.
The song culminates in Beegar's famous miracle, which involves snow. And
it's not really.
Is that all right?
You
tell me to say something, and then you make a little joke about it.
I wasn't making a joke. Right, here we go. Morale's a bit low. Don't worry though, we are going to see our folk music counsellor. Nah, he'll sort it
out. Oh, it's funny. I mean, we don't fall out, but we constantly bicker, and as you probably guessed. And we did this one gig, and someone from the audience came over and said, "Are you sure everything's all right, lads? Are you not?
Yeah, no, come on.
We don't have a fight here." Said it's part of the act. That's what we were.
It's all meticulously scripted. Ready, Michael?
I am.
Excellent. Actually, you say yes at that point in the script, but never mind. Bit of improvisation doesn't work. Yes.
Tell you what.
No, you're not meant to say anything at this point.
Can anybody guess why morale's low? Right, let's move on.
I thought we weren't talking about your personal hygiene problems.
No, you were only joking.
Right, one, two. Here we go.
Oh, gosh. I wish he'd tuned that accordion.
So much better in the toilet.